Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Rory McIlroy's Maz bag. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So go on.
So all of you were watching the golf.
Yeah.
I was watching the accessories.
The fashion.
Yeah. So his mother, who he thanked.
Yeah, he did. He made a lovely speech,
actually. Nice.
Yeah, just thanking his parents, and they were sitting beside each other, and yeah.
They were welling up.
Welling up, yeah, absolutely. As was he.
That always gets me.
People talking about their parents.
Yeah. It just makes me well up. If you looked closer, instead of looking at her eyes and her tears, and had a look at her handbag.
Right.
So you would think, look at the mother of the current second best golfer in the world.
Yeah, got a couple of quid.
Like a Birkin bag.
Something massive.
An amazing Christian Dior bag.
Yeah.
Like Prada bag.
Vuitton.
No, none of those.
What?
Her handbag was made using the newspaper article from the last time Rory won. So her handbag is essentially, now it's shiny, it's all like laminated and it's probably printed on. It's not the actual newspaper, whatever, right? Details.
But it is a newspaper headline.
It's the new. It's the entire, the picture that they used.
Oh, the front page. Like.
Yeah, the whole newspaper.
Oh, wait, and it's so like, cool.
It just looks like she wrapped her handbag in a newspaper.
That is so cool.
And it's Rory.
Remember the way when we were kids, our parents used to wrap our school books in like wallpaper.
Yeah.
He's getting it wrapped in actual news stories about him being the best golfer in the world. That's a bit cooler.
Yeah, that is really cool.
That's so good. Well spotted, Maria Devereaux. Yeah. That's very impressive.
Eagle eye. Yeah. Eagle eye.
She's looking at screens. She's seeing things.
Also, did you know that a massive TV show came back to Disney Plus for a limited miniseries over the weekend?
I feel like you're making it like I should have known this. Over the weekend it came back.
Yeah. 19 years since we've seen an episode.
The Wire?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh my God, yes, I remember this. I didn't know it actually came out.
Yeah, it's called Life's Still Unfair, and here's how the trailer sounds.
My life is fantastic now. All I had to do is stay away from my family.
Malcolm has been intentionally hiding himself from this family for years.
By comparison, Reese looks pretty good.
You can't spend the rest of your life hiding and denying your family even exists.
Worked perfectly until they showed up.
Life is unfair. That was the last line of that song all the time. That's why they've called that this.
Yeah.
So I think Malcolm in the Middle is really interesting, right? Because Bryan Cranston, the dad in Malcolm in the Middle, obviously went on to be in Breaking Bad and then become everyone's favourite actor in lots of different things. But if you think about the rest of the actors in that show, the mom, Malcolm, and the two brothers, they just kind of went away. Like, no, Charlie Muniz, is that his name? Is that Malcolm's?
Frankie
Muniz.
Yeah.
I know he like took up motor racing. Like, he didn't really want to be an actor or whatever. The young guy you never heard about.
So he's not, actually there were four brothers. There was a baby as well, forgetting about Jamie. But no, Dewey wants nothing to do with acting.
But is he in this?
No, he's the only one that they've recast.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
They've recast him because he's in college studying something.
Dewey's actor. Good man.
Apparently, they tried to get him, but they were like, we'll give you loads of money. And he was like, I am not interested.
Wow.
I don't want to be an actor. I'm done. This is what I'm doing now.
Brilliant.
That's crazy, though.
Like, they went and they recast. Yeah.
Who would think bucket loads of money?
Some people aren't motivated by money. I don't understand them, Carl, but they're not motivated by money.
Look, it's four episodes.
Right.
So it's not that long. And they're only around the half hour mark, between 25 and 35 minutes. The cast have kind of said, we're going to wait and see how
outcome.
This is taken.
Yeah, okay.
And the interest and the viewing figures and all that. So we could have a season two, and it might be, hopefully, a longer season two.
And if Disney have it, I don't know, where is current Malcolm in the Middle? Because obviously it was on Sky for us. So it'd be great if this rekindled interest in the original Malcolm, which was such a funny show.
It like, was so good.
It was so,
so
good.
Good,
but it just kind of fell away, and then nobody really has. I haven't seen it kind of come back and go, oh, you can watch all episodes of Malcolm. Maybe now they will.
This definitely will.
That would
yeah,
be good.
It definitely
that would be
will.
Good.
So
yeah.
This picks up 19 years and 11 months, apparently.
Okay, almost.
So nearly 20
right.
years since we saw them last. It'll be it's Hal and Lois's 40th wedding anniversary that brings them all back together. And if you remember, at the end of the last season, she announced that she was pregnant. Lois did.
Right.
So is there another baby? Is there another sibling? We don't know.
Okay, because Jamie obviously was there.
Jamie
the
was the baby.
He
was a baby.
She
yeah,
was
yeah.
pregnant. Okay.
Right, yeah, she announced right. she was pregnant again. And Malcolm graduated.
Gotcha.
I was going to say secondary school, high school.
High school
yeah. So that's all you need to know going into this.
Yeah, great.
But I think you're going to love it. They're all four episodes up on Disney Plus now. We don't have to wait week to week, which we usually do with Disney Plus. So I'm big on that. Then I saw this, right? So At Home with the Furies is essentially reality TV.
I was going to say, Maria talking about reality TV. What is this?
And it's with the with Tyson Fury
Tyson
and his family.
Yeah.
He has a million kids and a wife called Paris. And the whole season is... there's one season up on Netflix already.
Okay.
The second season went up yesterday.
Oh, right.
And it's all the episodes have gone up. I spotted a clip over the weekend that actually kind of made me feel seen and justified in my parenting approach. Right. So Tyson Fury fought over the weekend.
Yeah.
He won his match against, I don't know who the other guy was.
Sure.
And then he called out
Anthony Joshua
and wants that to be the
next
fight. And then there's all these rumors about the fact that they're going to be the undercard for Katie Taylor's fight in Croke Park.
Yeah.
But anyway, all of that aside, I saw this clip of his parenting style where he's in the car with three of his boys, two in the back and one in the front, and the two in the back are having a bit of a scrap.
Hey, boys!
He's punched me in the nose!
While we're driving, please.
He's punched me!
Right, apologise, Adonis.
No!
You shouldn't have punched him. It's not fair, is it, punching people? Do we punch people, do we?
Yes!
No, we don't. We don't hit each other. Stop swearing, Prince, because I'm going to backhand you.
Reminded me of, like, I constantly have to tell my 8-year-old, we don't eat chocolate at 10 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
As I turn and eat chocolate at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I love that, though, like, a professional boxer, we don't hit people. You literally hit people for money.
Yeah.
And then when they swear, he goes, I'll backhand you. Like, he literally says, I'll hit you.
Such a good show.
Parents are such hypocrites. Like, as Maria said.
Such hypocrites.
So, like, my kid's like, can I have a fizzy drink? Absolutely not. You will not drink the fizzy Coke Zero. How dare I? Don't even consider like,
oh my god, your room is a tip. Pick those socks up. Put what's in, what needs to go in the wash, need to go in the wash. And then I walk into my room, I'm like, oh god.
Not setting a good example, are we? No.
Dave Moore on Today FM.